This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, leaving the pew to labor in the harvest. Daily Discipleship is a radio ministry of the Navigators whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. And now, Leroy Imes.
Recently, I heard a pastor of a rather large church who convinced the people in his congregation not to witness to their friends, neighbors, relatives, or people they worked with in the plant or office. "You bring them to church," he said. "I'll tell them the gospel." He knew he was better at explaining the gospel than they were. With the philosophy and psychology he had learned in college, and with the theology he had learned in seminary, he felt he was far better prepared to explain the gospel than they were. So it became the people's job to bring their unsaved friends and relatives to church. The pastor would take it from there. Friend, this is a far cry from what we see in the life of the early church. Oh yes, it's certainly true that the apostles were diligent to preach the gospel. We find Peter preaching the gospel to the men of Israel, to the lame man at the gate Beautiful, to the rulers and elders and scribes. And Paul testified faithfully to the Jewish fathers, to King Agrippa, to the philosophers on Mars Hill, and others. But it's also true the lay people maintained a powerful witness as well. A layman named Stephen, full of faith and power, gave powerful testimony about Jesus Christ and warned the people of the danger of resisting the Holy Spirit. A layman named Philip, when the persecution broke out against the church at Jerusalem, went to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. In the desert of Gaza, he witnessed to the ruler from Ethiopia. The record says, "Then Philip opened his mouth, began at the same scripture, and preached to him Jesus." So here we see these two laymen actively telling about the person of Jesus Christ. And there's another little band of laymen that shows up a few chapters later in Acts 11, verses 19 through 21. "Now they that were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord." What a great picture of the witness of the early church, apostles and laymen alike, going everywhere preaching the Word of God. Friend, don't leave the job for your pastor to do alone. You too can speak to others about Christ and labor in the harvest. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigators devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and offer insights on living a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.